WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks left until Election Day, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are planning their final pitches to voters. Donald Trump says he will hold a rally at New York's Madison Square Garden this Sunday. And next Tuesday, 1 week out from the election, Kamala Harris is planning a big speech.
She'll be giving a major address outlining her closing argument to the American people, speaking on the National Mall at the exact same site where Donald Trump addressed his supporters and urged them to march to the Capitol on January 6th. Harris using the symbolic site to argue it's time to turn the page on Trump.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The Justice Department is warning Elon Musk that his daily million-dollar giveaways to registered voters may be a violation of election law. A day after Boeing announced it had lost $6 billion in the third quarter, its striking union machinists rejected an offer from the plane maker, meaning they are still off the job. The first lawsuit has now been filed over the McDonald's quarter pounder E. coli outbreak. This is ABC News. A text on a Democratic Party office in Arizona over the last few weeks leading to an arrest on terror charges. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.
Jeffrey Kelly is 60 years old and accused of hanging bags of white powder from political signs lined with razor blades in Phoenix. And he's accused of three shootings targeting a DNC office in Tempe in the last couple of weeks. Charges against Kelly include terrorism. In his home, the ATF allegedly found over 120 guns, 250,000 rounds of ammunition, body armor, grenade launcher, and other weapon-related items. Additional charges are expected. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The search has been suspended for a 66-year-old woman who fell from a Taylor Swift-themed cruise about 20 miles off the Bahamas. She went overboard on Tuesday night. A promising college quarterback is giving up football. North Carolina State's Grayson McCall says he's leaving the sport 3 weeks after suffering his latest concussion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlode, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlode.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spira dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-109 win over the 76ers in Philadelphia. Damian Lillard had 30 points and was asked, did the Bucks play better on defense?
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint. You know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we talked about. Our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. The game plan was exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host the number 3-ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. Game time 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday night. NFL, the Packers have former Jets head coach and 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh evaluating the offense. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, can it help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, having a defensive, you know, mind talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, it helps.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, mid-30s in the overnight. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine to start the day, but some clouds on the way in the afternoon. Highs in the middle 60s. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 34.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from the show Outrageous Pumpkins, Wisconsin's own Carly Ide joins the show. Then we talk jack-o'-lantern days in Fish Creek and our popcorn pick of the week with Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Good morning.
Well, that sounds like fun. Laying down on a mattress at this point.
Your idea of fun?
That's fun to me, boy. Okay. All right.
We should address this one text about Tim being in at the tail end of last hour about education and indoctrination. Isn't religion a form of indoctrination? But I guess I don't see it that way. Mm. Or I guess they don't see it that way.
Actually,
a lot of people don't.
Way. A lot of people. I see it text. That way.
Yeah. Okay. If you're religious, you probably don't. If you were raised religious and then stopped being religious, you probably definitely see it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to say good morning to Sherry in Horicon. She says, good morning, John and Gordy and Sam and friends.
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
Yes.
And did she send along a...
She did. It's a big good morning with a cup of coffee. Steam
nice.
Coming out
She's
of the top.
She's got something new.
She does.
Shall we give away these tickets right now? What do you
think?
Sure. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Late Night Catechism tomorrow night at the Overture Center, right across the street from us. That show is at 7:30, the Playhouse inside the Overture. It's a funny play that takes the audience back to their youth. The Irrepressible Sister teaches class to a room full of students. Fun show, again, tomorrow night, 7:30. And if you text the word, what's the word, Sam?
Yeah, what is
How
it?
About Overture?
What's the word?
Would that be a good word to use?
Is that too complicated? Can people spell that?
O-V-E-R-T-U-R-E.
There we go.
Overture.
Really
so wonderful. Text the word Overture, and we'll give you about, 15 minutes or so, and then we'll select a winner, and you'll be going to the show. But remember, you should be able to go to the show. You should be available. It's tomorrow night, 7:30. If you're not available, then don't.
You just want
win the
John
tickets.
John is like getting antsy here. He just wants to get to his stories.
Well, I was going to tell you more about. Okay.
No. I actually.
What? What's the deal?
Their text doesn't count if it's misspelled.
Well, if we don't.
If the computers are running the contest, then no, it doesn't count it. But I'm just doing it manually today. So.
Okay, so it doesn't matter whether you can spell it.
So spelling
it or not.
Is not
as long as it.
Required.
Is like recognizably the correct word.
Overture is the word, the key word.
Make
overture.
This too difficult here. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Please right. Help me, please. Okay.
All right. Let's move
All
on.
Right. Let's move on to the big story for us here.
Yes.
You know, everybody's talking about it. I listened to Dom yesterday, and he was talking about everybody's talking about Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, and what he had to say. And it was good. The reporter obviously wanted to, you know, do his story, write up his story. But, of course, hearing it is much different.
Right.
And he released the tapes on it. And it is truly a stunning stunning story that everybody rightfully should be covering. This is really, almost like some people are calling it an October surprise. It isn't really an October surprise. It's really something. I don't think he really had any intention of this thing, you know, hitting the fan, so to speak, but it has hit that fan. And it's John Kelly and his comment about Trump and fascism. Let's listen to this. Cut 188 here.
Okay. What do you think? Do you think he's a fascist?
Well, I'm looking at the definition of fascism. It's a far-right, authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in a natural social hierarchy. So certainly, in my experience, those are the kind of things that he thinks would work better in terms of running America. You know, again, back to this issue of, democracy is complicated, messy to operate, probably the worst kind of government there is, except for all the other ones. I think Churchill once said that. And again, our Constitution, our founders built in to the Constitution and to the way our government operates, built in a lot of checks and balances, and didn't design the government to be streamlined and whatnot. So, but certainly, the former president is in the far right area. He's certainly an authoritarian. Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
Wow. There you go.
Okay. Whew. Yeah.
Takes your breath away, doesn't it?
It does.
And this guy knows him best. Been there for a long time.
He was the chief of staff. Yeah. Longer than anybody else with Trump. Yeah.
And had those discussions and probably lost his breath a few times during those discussions with Trump.
Yes.
My God.
Well, even Kamala Harris had a comment later in the day about that.
Yep. And I wish I had that here, but I looked, couldn't find it. We'll have it for you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, a lot of what she talked about on the CNN...
the town hall.
Town hall that she had. It was a really good one. I mean, this... She said a lot of great things in this thing and got into a lot of policy detail at that point, but also Anderson Cooper really debated with her.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking all these questions, and she took questions from the audience as well, but Anderson Cooper, I understand, was also debating her on issues. So I'm anxious to see it. I actually saved it from X.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll check that out tomorrow. But John Fugel sang, a guest on Stephanie Miller's program, great guy, 20 push-ups before our show.
At the Barrymore Theater.
At the Barrymore Theater, the sexy liberal tour.
Yeah, with Stephanie Miller.
I'm still working on it. I'm working up. I'm up to 12 push-ups
now. Are you?
I used to do 20 just like that, but I had slacked off. I had back problems. Yeah. And now I'm back, you know, but I'm working my way up to the 20.
So we had a chance to talk with John Fugel sang before
Fugel
the show.
Is great. And he always comes out with his diatribes. And this is one based on this idea of fascism, Hitler. And, of course, we know that Trump does admire those great dictators of the past, Hitler as well. And he wrote this. Will you libs stop comparing Trump to Hitler just because he's a right-wing white nationalist who bans abortion, hates immigrants, liberals, unions, LGBTQ rights, and he scapegoats a powerless minority as vermin, infestation, poisoning the blood of the nation, and also praises Hitler? I mean, that's all you got?
So, that's Fugle.
It is. Yeah. And he says, good. Having said all this, I wish Hitler had been more like Trump, spending a lot of time golfing, watching TV, alienating his allies, getting arrested for stupid corruption, and consuming massive amounts of trans fats. So, yeah, I wish he'd been more like that, right? Oh, man. He's great. And the Stephanie Miller program is fantastic as well. You know, it's right after our program.
Yep.
We kind of lead into it. We play as many drop-ins as we can to sound more like them. No, I mean, you know, I think about that, you know, because in the Air America days, I used to listen to that way back when. But I used a lot of drop-ins in radio anyway. But then, you know, they use an awful lot of drop-ins.
And
I thought, oh, yeah, this is – now I want to get into talk radio. So I got into it.
Well, Air America, yeah.
Because
had,
of that.
Had Rachel Maddow was on that, and Mark Maron was part of that as well.
And Al Franken.
Oh, Al Franken, yeah, that's
true. He had his own program.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a fantastic program, but, you know, the whole thing of using drop-ins and bringing you what the people actually say instead of us reading what they say,
right?
Hearing them say it is the way it has to be done. You have to do it that way. And then Trump continued to describe our nation. This is very strange. This is cut 187. I just want to play it for you here. Okay, Trump posted this on X, and he said this: I just asked one simple question. Why didn't she do it? He's talking about Kamala here. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. Why hasn't she done it? Now, before you play it, I just have to remind everybody that the vice president doesn't have a big role.
Doing.
She doesn't pass laws. She doesn't sign the law. She doesn't do anything except maybe, you know, vote in the Senate when she's needed for that. But other than that, the vice president doesn't have any power. None. Okay? Just get used to that. And for some reason, they keep harping on the fact, why didn't Kamala do all this stuff when she's still there? Why isn't she doing this stuff? Why didn't she do it 3 years ago? Why didn't she do it 10 years ago, even before she was vice president? Who knows, right? What a mystery that whole thing is. Here's Trump cut 187.
I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years.
Yes,
they've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? Because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like, we're not going to frack. We're not going to take fossil fuel. Things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. We're a failing nation. We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. The worst vice president in the history of our country.
That's the promo. He's promoting this little promo where he's just going on and on about a vice president not being able to do anything.
That's crazy.
Well, check out the job description, you idiot. God. What is with him? It's making everybody else stupid. The MAGAs anyway.
He's just tap dancing for the next 12 days. Anything goes. He's not doing anything. He's making a few appearances here and there, and just continuing to throw it all out there.
And then I came across after listening to that. I came across another. Want to get to something here?
No, we only have a minute left.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you let me know because then I wouldn't get into this 8-minute diatribe. No, I'm just kidding.
But we still have a couple. Are we still taking the texts right now?
Well, okay. So I picked a winner.
Oh, okay.
And then they texted back. Wait, what are the tickets for?
Well, that's why.
I need to double check with the person who won.
Well, why don't we see what the tickets are for?
What's that? Yeah, it's for Late Night Catechism tomorrow night at the Overture Center. Which is at 7:30. So okay.
I know they heard that, then they forgot. After
they weren't sure.
Yeah, after they won.
Okay.
What? Wait.
All right. We'll clear this up.
We're good. We're good.
Are we? Okay. Hey, Brittany Merlot's got the weather for us, and look at the extended forecast coming up on 92.7 WMDX.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. 92.7. WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, looking out over State Street. The leaf blower guy is gone. He's just not around anymore.
What happened?
It was too much work.
He was there every morning, and now... It's fall and he's not here
there's
anymore.
Nothing. Yeah.
Well, there's still leaves on the trees, but I think yesterday and the day before it was so windy, maybe it took care of all the leaves for him.
For him. Yeah. No, that's not it.
He was taking the day off.
He was out there when there weren't any leaves.
Right. Day after day he was out there.
This is crazy.
No leaves, just blowing the dust around.
We miss him.
We do. Hey, let's get to the weather. Yeah. Brittany Merlot joins us. And good morning, Brittany.
I just want to explain my T-shirt, AC/DC, okay?
Oh.
This is, I just bought this because everybody seems to have an AC/DC T-shirt.
And you felt left out?
I felt left out. I wanted to be a part of the crowd that have AC/DC T-shirts. I wasn't necessarily into AC/DC, although I love a whole bunch of their songs.
Yeah, me too.
But I had to buy it just to be a part of the crowd.
Just to be one of the cool
kids. Just one of those
kids.
Golden moments that, you know, stands out for me.
I'm so excited for you. You're part of the crowd. And Gordy, your shirt is what, super cool. What is that?
It's a rotary dial phone shirt. It's just a rotary.
Epic.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know, but that is the ink they used for this, obviously, is glow in the dark.
You think it glows in the dark?
I believe it does.
I've never tried it.
You ever seen videos of kids trying to use a rotary phone?
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Fun.
Oh,
that'd be fun to see.
Yeah, there's a bunch of videos on YouTube.
Oh, there is.
Of kids. They just give them the rotary phone and say,
Call somebody.
Yeah. And they have no idea how to use it.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
It is.
I remember playing with it all the time. My parents being like, stop, you're calling people.
That's not good.
Yeah, there
no.
we go.
All right. Weather-wise, what's happening in our world?
Oh, so good stuff. We've got a ton of things, like an array of things going on today. So what we're looking at is the cold temperatures this morning, right? Mm. We're at 32 degrees. We hit that freezing mark. A little shock compared to yesterday morning. But we got the south wind picking up, and it's going to shove us to above average again. So we're going to hit about 64 degrees today, a nice little warm-up. Obviously, still a high fire danger because we haven't had rain yet. Mm. But
it's coming.
Sunshine is going to... Yes.
Now, we had a debate just as we were coming on the air right after 6 o'clock this morning, what the early morning temperature in Madison was. Can you look that up while we're talking here? The 6 o'clock Madison temperature?
Yeah.
Because we had one reading that said 42 degrees, one said 32, one said 36. It was all over the place.
It would have been frost on my car windows if it was 32. So what the heck is going on?
Good question there. I was reading 32 as well, but let me get the official actual one.
Is it the airport temperature? Is that what they go with?
Yeah, usually.
Low-lying air. We know that frost is discriminating. It goes in certain areas and not in certain areas, you know. I'm up to date on this only because my wife tells me, well, the garden wasn't affected, but these plants over here were, and, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's hysterical. Yeah. No, it's true, though. Scattered frost can happen. It depends if it's lower or higher, and it's a finicky.
If it's on a tabletop or on the ground, it's just, it's very strange, isn't it?
Right. If it's on something black, if it's in a white box, it all matters.
Yeah. Okay. So did you find the official temperature for Madison?
I'm still getting 32.
I'm still getting 32
at the moment.
That's okay.
I
was right. I was right.
Okay, that's because I'm not a weatherman, okay?
Okay.
I get to still whine and complain.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes, you can. That's true. That's fine. Thank you.
All right, looking ahead to the weekend, you know, it's a homecoming weekend here at UW in Madison this weekend. So what's
where are they playing?
At Camp Randall. God. Okay.
Oh, no, this weekend is looking fantastic.
Where are they playing?
You guys.
Okay. Is it looking good?
It is. We've got a high pressure system in place, ton of sunshine, seasonal mid 50s. There's not even going to be much wind on Saturday. You guys.
Where's our stress ball? I wanted to throw something in.
We don't have the stress balls in here.
They took them away from us already.
You know, I think Sam needs it because he overreacted.
But
I zoned out for a second when I was writing something.
When I said, you know, where are they playing? And you just freaked out. So.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So weather looks good for the weekend.
Yes. Looks good for the weekend. Yeah. The rain tonight should help the drought conditions a little bit. Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff, right?
Yeah. Not a lot of rain, but just enough, like overnight.
Just enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Brittany, thank you very much, and thanks for putting up with us. We appreciate that.
And, you always make my mornings wonderful, so thank you. Guys.
Thank you.
Oh, shucks.
You too.
Yeah, right back at you.
Yeah, let's talk.
All right. Have a great day. That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online, verlo.com.
You know, somebody reminded me that I forgot to mention Eric Hovde, stand-up comedian, the big comment he made during the debate with Tammy Baldwin, the grand moment where he admitted his stupidity.
Oh, about the farm bill?
Yeah, the farm bill. I failed to play that cut. I want to go on record, and I want to play this for historical perspective.
He said he didn't really know what was in it, did he?
Yeah, and I have that clip. Oh. I actually saved that, and I never got to it. We don't get to a lot of our stories here.
Because you keep talking.
Because we ramble.
We?
You.
Okay.
Oh,
really? Okay. Can we get to the clip now?
Before there's a fist fight here, it's a cut 191.
Congress has failed to approve a new farm bill, which expired at the end of last month. This puts funding at risk for agricultural subsidies paid to Wisconsin farmers and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as food stamps. What will it take for each of you to vote on a new farm bill? Mr. Hovde, you have 60 seconds.
Well, I'm not an expert on the farm bill because I'm not in the U.S. Senate at this point in time, so I can't opine specifically on all aspects of that farm bill.
Yeah, we always use that word opine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least he was honest, right?
Right. He doesn't have the time. He's a banker, you know, he's a developer. He can't spend a lot of time reading the farm bill, which has a major impact on Wisconsin's farming and dairy industry.
Why would he get around to that?
Oh, you know, the food programs that the farmers depend on selling their food to here in Wisconsin, you know, local buying. Yeah. I don't have time for that. You know, I have other things to do. I'm taking cartel money flown in from Mexico to our bank. I'm more concerned with the cash and counting those dollar bills right. because they don't have checks or electronic transfers.
Exactly. 7:29 coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk to Jim Rice about the Green Bay Packers. He's an historian. He's an author. He knows it all. Coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin, which produces 61% of the nation's cranberries, has faced some unique weather challenges this year. According to Grant Holly, executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, this season has been quite a roller coaster.
So we had some hail damage at the very beginning of the season in the spring, and there were multiple farms that, according to the insurance pieces, I mean, they lost entire plants, and it was a bad time period. We also had a swath of hail that went through a couple weeks ago, close to the Black River Falls area. It missed our research station by only a mile, but there are some farms there that, from all reports, coming back, they have total loss as well. We are lucky enough that if they do have processed cranberries, if they can typically get those cranberries to the processor within 24 hours, they're being turned into juice, and there's the damage itself is okay if they're basically being juiced at the time if they're getting hit by hail. So they're just being further juiced at the processor.
That's Grant Holly, the executive director for the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, along with us. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
I confess, I love to host a party. I love having people over. But when they come over, I want to leave a favorable impression with them, not just with the atmosphere, but the food. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. So I went to Scott and I said, listen, I need something for a pretty good sized group in my backyard. And he set me up with their Berkey Brats. Now, I've talked about these before, but my guest talked about them through the whole event, telling me, man, Pam, these are great brats. Something different about these brats. They were asking me all kinds of questions, and I was happy to tell them what I knew about all the custom mixes that are being worked on right now at Bavaria Sausage. Now, listen, you can experience the Berkey Brats yourself, but you've got to go to the retail location right now. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, or shop all the great Bavaria Sausage flavors online, BavariaSausage.com, and get ready to amplify any event you're hosting. Bavaria Sausage.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your Thursday agribusiness news. Ethan Lulich of the Mauston FFA is one of our four finalists at the National FFA Convention for the American Star Award for Agricultural Placement. His supervised agricultural experience consisted of working on his family's business, Lulich Landscaping, LLC. At the beginning, Ethan's role was to assist with hauling plants, plant materials, and block pavers to the installation crew. And over time, Ethan's responsibilities have increased to operating machinery. The other award finalists hail from Oklahoma, California, and New York. Once again, congratulations to Ethan Lulich of the Mauston FFA for being a finalist. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, mid-30s in the overnight. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine to start the day, but some clouds on the way in the afternoon. Highs in the middle 60s. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 34.
Coming soon to the Overture Center, Late Night Catechism.
Some rulers lead by example. Others lead with a ruler.
I am a Roman general. All right, all you village people, sit up in your seat, will you please?
Late Night Catechism.
Are you putting on lipstick in my class?
Attendance is mandatory.
I'm wearing 30 pounds of gabardine here, huh?
Come for the laughs.
Don't miss Late Night Catechism at the Overture Center.
Get your tickets today at tickets.overture.org.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Host of Rational Revolution, Mark Becker, in with a big announcement. And friend of the show, Matt Flynn. Look at the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning, 7:34. A beautiful day around here. Started out cold, right around 32 degrees. Temperatures today will climb up to around 63 this afternoon. A lot of sunshine today. Rain on the way later tonight after 11 o'clock. Look for showers overnight.
That's right. We got a text here. We were talking about Eric Hovde briefly.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, my favorite way of talking about him.
Right.
Hovde, this is from Mark on Prairie du Sec. Hovde don't know much about history. He don't know much about science he took. Hovde don't know anything about the farm bill, too. Just wants to pull the wool over me and you.
Yeah.
But if elect Tammy now, what a wonderful, wonderful world,
world
it would
it
be.
That's taken from a song.
That's great. That's good.
Hey, we want to send our, it's great. Send our congratulations out to Troy of Mount Horeb. He won those tickets to Late Night Catechism tomorrow night at the Overture Center. We'll have another pair to give away tomorrow.
Congratulations, Troy.
Way to go.
Well, we got a special guest this morning, Jim Rice, who just keeps churning out Packer books.
Right.
This
he's
time.
Got a bunch of them.
That's right. It's Packers Century, 1919 to 2023.
Yeah, that's a lot of
and that's your latest one, right?
No, it's not the latest one, but it's the culmination of many things.
Oh, okay. All right. What is your what's the latest book, Jim?
Well, the latest thing is the database of Green Bay Packer football. Which includes summaries and highlights of every game ever played, the 1,520 games from 1919 all the way to 2023.
My eyes just glazed over, Jim. My eyes just glazed over. How many?
How many games again?
Yeah, 1,520 games.
And tell me about how do you access the database to all of these games?
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty of it. You access it by going to PackersCentury.com.
Okay.
And the reason I did this, was because when I wrote the four books about the rivalries and championships between the Giants and the Packers, the Bears and the Packers, the NFL championship games, and the 13 greatest seasons in Packer history, when I was doing those books, I realized that the average fan, if they wanted to say, okay, what about that game Granddad went to in 1952? Uh-huh. You know, they'd be able to find the statistics very easily, but unless they have, you know, some connection with the Green Bay Press Gazette, you know, they're not going to be able to find what happened on the field of play.
Right.
So that was my intent, to kind of summarize the action so people could say, hey, yeah, this is the game Uncle Harry went to, and here's what happened. And so after writing those four books, I thought I'm going to write about all the rest of the games. So that's what kind of got me going. I'm a, retired history teacher.
You're retired. Okay.
You remember every one of these games, and you've written about those games as well, right?
Of course not.
Okay.
That's why with one click on the database, you get them all.
So Jim, tell us about this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Guys.
Well, my question is you one of your books is focused on the rivalries, correct? So,
correct.
So Is there any bigger rivalry in the NFL than the Packers and the Bears? That's got to be the number one, right? Right.
That's got to be it. Yeah. The only other possible better rivalry, if there could be one, would be the Bears and the Cardinals, because they were teams just at the same time at the beginning that the Packers were. But there's no real meaning there anymore, since the Cardinals left Chicago and went to various other places. Yeah. So the Packers and the Bears are it. And what a rivalry it is. And one of the books, 92 Years, it's called, because when I wrote it, they had been playing for 92 years. So it's been a few years since then. But it has all the games up to 2019 that they played against the Bears.
Yeah.
So eventually I took those games, developed them further, and got them into the Packers century. So it's one of the unique things about my stuff. It's all about the games. It's not about anything before or after the games. It's about what happened on the field of play.
Mm-hmm. You know, for a while, it was the Dallas Cowboys, America's team. You know, for a while,
correct,
we really hated the Cowboys. I mean, they were, it seemed like that was becoming the rivalry for just a moment in time. Don't you think, Jim?
Well, you know, I think it still is, because are the Cowboys really America's team? I mean, that's the thing that they go on. And, you know, America's team originally were the Packers. I mean, people love the Packers if they don't have a team that they're connected to.
Right.
In fact, I'm originally from New York, from way back when, came to college out here in Wisconsin and never went back. But the people in New York, in a very nice way, they credit themselves for Vince Lombardi and all the championships that the Packers have won. Because, you know, Lombardi's a Brooklyn guy, and they just kind of latched onto it that, you know, what a cool thing that he did. He goes out to the small little town and makes them king of the hill. And so New Yorkers love the Packers, other than their own teams, you know, and they love them so much they wanted one of our quarterbacks of late. But, you know, through the history, it's just been a wonderful rivalry there. And it's kind of nice to see it develop, continuing to develop, with Rodgers going to the other New York team. So, but the Dallas Cowboys, to me, are probably I guess, what would you say, sentimentally, are probably, you know, the biggest rivalry that has meaning in the standings, because the Bears don't do too well, and the Cowboys do. And so that America's team and rivalry is still there.
Yeah, yeah.
What book are you working on next? You've got four Packers books. What haven't you done that you want to do?
Well, I got to tell you, to be honest, after the four books and then writing about every game played and putting the database together,
you're tired of it, right?
I'm sick of the whole thing.
I'm done. I am done. The only thing that I am doing is keeping the database up to date. You know, each season I keep that up to date with the statistics and all the game summaries. But yeah, I'm pretty much done. Unless something happens, you know, unless this Rodgers thing kind of develops a little further, you know, maybe I'll do something with that. But I kind of doubt it, guys. I'm kind of a little, I've had my fill, I think.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a book about all the Packers quarterbacks. I mean, we've been pretty lucky the last 40. No?
Now he's going to do that. Well, you just gave him an idea.
Yeah,
now he's trying to shake this addiction, and now you've given him sugar.
You know, I got to tell you, that's a really good one, because, you know, when you connect it to the rivalry with the Bears,
when
you connect it to the Bear rivalry, you know, all a Packer fan has to say to a Chicago Bear fan is your greatest quarterback, the last pass he threw was in 1952. You know, I mean, they haven't had a better quarterback since Sid Luckman.
Wow.
You know, Sid Luckman was the guy that led the Bears in the 40s and early 50s, and they haven't had a better quarterback since then. And when you say that to a Chicago Bear fan, they kind of give you a blank look. They don't know what to say.
Oh, because they think of Jim McMahon.
No,
right?
Jim McMahon's the only one that comes to mind. 85.
Right. And, you know, he's nowhere near the greatest one they've had, but of late, he's probably the most famous one.
Well, yeah, he did a rap video, so he's pretty good.
The Super Bowl Shuffle, yeah.
I want to know is, I know that you're selling this database, right? People can subscribe to this database. Is it $29 for that?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's $29.
What do people expect when they buy this? What is the process? What can they expect when they buy this?
Okay, well, you go in there, you go to the database page, and you can search for every game the Packers have played, and you can search by the opponent they played, the date, and the coaches. If you don't know the actual teams, you've got the coaches. So you can find any game the Packers have played in a variety of different ways. And it's very easy to use. It's a lifetime membership for $29. I keep updating it. And when you get to each season is introduced with the previous off-season news that happened since the last year. And then I get into, here are all the statistics at the end of the year for this team, the team leaders in different, you know, areas like receiving and being quarterback or running backs and all that kind of stuff. And then I go into, after the statistical overview, I go into all the games. So each game has a separate section, and you can review each game or just go to that one game that you wanted to read about.
Wow, excellent.
And then if, yeah, and then once you're in there, you'll probably dabble around and go, oh, what about that game when I watched on TV 5 years ago or something? Mm-hmm. You know, what do they say about that? So it's kind of a way to connect fans to different games who have been to the same games. You know, they can find things together. Trivia fans will go absolutely crazy. There's so much stuff in there.
I was going to say.
You could yeah. I mean, the names and all the information is just incredible for trivia guys and for people who love the Packers. I mean, it's really for the OCD Packer fan who just can't get enough. And it's really all in one place, which is nice. You don't have to go in and out of, you know, articles and things.
Jim, I got a question about, like, how you pulled this off, like for games that are way back in the day from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. What, like, how did you do the research for all of this? This is just like the history buff in me coming out, but where did you find all of this information?
Well, I'm an old history teacher, so I take it very seriously, and I've read every story there is about the Packers in the Green Bay Press Gazette. And that was the thing, you know, because I'm reading the papers, I have a subscription there, you know, that I can go in and out, and, you know, the regular fan doesn't, you know, so what does he have to go on other than he can easily find the statistics for the games, but to find out what happened or a certain play, that's only in the Press Gazette. So being a history guy too, I really should have been reading about World War I, World War II, all those kind of things, and I'm reading about the Packer games, you know? And, of course, I glanced at that's the other stuff, the real important stuff in the world going on, but basically I just read about every game and then kind of came up with my summaries, which, you know, can run anywhere from one or two paragraphs to 10 or 12 paragraphs. It was kind of a labor of love. It really was.
Well, it would have to be. Did you have to go to the library and look at paper copies, or is this all digitized at this point?
No, it was all online. Got it all online because I had a subscription.
Yeah.
You know, but if you don't have a subscription, you're kind of up the, you know.
Now,
you're not going to find much information.
You weren't distracted by all the other news stories around the Packer coverage?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. But I didn't have the time to spend with
it. That's true.
I had to read about the Packer game.
Are you one of those data guys, you know, every statistic? Are you one of those kind of people?
Yeah. No, I'm not. Okay. And I'll tell you, I'm not a technology-friendly guy. So this was really putting the database together was incredibly difficult. I had a lot of great help. In fact, you know what my least favorite subject was in school?
Was
mathematics.
That?
So all of these numbers that I'm dealing with the Packers, it wasn't something that came natural, you know, so I had to take my time and be sure I got it right.
Talking with Jim Rice, sports historian and speaker and Green Bay Packers expert. So, Jim, what's your take on this season? Any predictions for the Packers this year?
Well, you know, it certainly looks good. I mean, when it so got off to that shaky start with Love getting hurt, they certainly have bounced back nicely. And, you know, they picked up another quarterback on the way, so that helps them a little bit. So I think they're going to be okay. But, you know, it's tough to win that Super Bowl. You know, we always expect to win it and come up a little sad when we don't. But, boy, it's an incredible journey to get from the, you know, the preseason all the way to February and still have everybody intact. So I think the fact that we've won so many Super Bowls and so many NFL titles, we're in good shape. And I think we have a great chance to do it again this year. and we'll see what happens. But again, only one team wins it all. So you got to be realistic that, you know, there are other great teams out there.
Very good, Jim. If people want to find out more, what's your website or Facebook page? What do you got?
It's called PackersCentury.com. And then when you get there, there's a Facebook connection too. I'm on Facebook with about 12, 15,000 friends.
Very good.
And they can find stuff there too. But PackersCentury.com.
Jim, thanks for joining us.
Jim Rice, thank you.
Go Pack.
You bet, guys.
All right. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
We're back with more of the John or Gordy Show. We'll wrap things up with this, that, and the other on 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Burlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Burlo mattress, available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Burlo.com.
It's a group called Sunspot. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the title of the song is, but I got it off of Max Inc. Radio. I heard him playing it there.
Yeah.
And it's a really good Packers song. I don't know why it's not really super popular. I hope they play it at the games. You know, that's the way it, you know, a song is good if they play it at the games.
Yeah, at the stadium.
Yeah.
Lambo.
Let's play some more, you know?
Yeah, why not? We've got them. Let's play a few.
I put all these songs together thinking I could, you know, space them through our interview with
Jim. Intersperse them.
But, but instead, let's just get to a few of them here.
You want to finish your breakfast, I know. You're
chewing,
smacking
chewing
over here.
You
just started eating in the studio a couple
like
of days
says,
ago. Now you eat all the time.
Like he says, he's a fan of snacks.
Oh, okay.
So he just can't not
That's
have a
true.
Snack.
That's true. I'm hooked. I'm up. Yeah.
All right. Well, what song we
maybe
got?
We should
here?
Order up. Maybe get short stacked to break some stuff up here.
You miss them, don't you?
I do. I actually love going down there.
I know.
My gosh. I do.
Okay.
All right. Let's listen to the Taxi Squad and the Packer Polka. Let's check that out.
Okay.
Adderley and Jeter, Tom Brown and Willie Wood. They steal the ball and then they yell, who says crime don't pay good? Now the pack is pressing with their big guns in the fray. Harding takes the handoff and's really on his way. Thurston and Skoronski, Forrest Gregg and Kramer, push the Chiefs hot over the field and make them act much tamer. Elijah runs through daylight with a full head of steam. Whenever they can stop him, why it takes the whole dang team.
There you go.
Nice song.
Weird stuff, isn't
Very
it?
Very odd. Yeah.
A lot of these songs are so odd.
You got another one for us?
You played one going in. I think it was Cliff Ellerton. Did you play that song?
No, that was the one that I played was one that you didn't have, actually.
Oh, okay. So this is Cliff Ellerton. He's, I think, a distant relative or a neighbor of my parents up there in Shawano. Or Shawano.
Shawano.
Yeah. I know.
Shawano.
I know. People say Shawano, you know.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I live not far from, I grew up not far from Shawano.
That's because you didn't talk to anybody who wasn't near Shawano. And, you know, I was in Milwaukee and okay. Here in Madison. What's Shawano? What the heck is a Shawano? And, you know, I don't know, but I know Shawano is there.
Okay.
But anyway, again, this is Cliff Ellerton. He put this song together. They had bands up in the old days, too. And this is called the Packer Hall of Fame. It's a little odd. Let's play a little piece of this thing.
It's a country song. Of course it's a little odd.
Green Bay is noted as kind of small, but it's also noted for a lot of football. I'm sure you all know just how the story went. Green Bay was put on the map, but by no accident. Lombardi said to Star, let's just see how you are. Let me see you throw the ball, and let me see how far. He really threw the ball, it really hit its mark. Right then and there is where Bart Starr got his start.
Yes, that was what? Number one on the country charts for 3 weeks in a row.
Sure no, was.
Never was.
That guy's voice is really weird.
It is.
It's like a yodeling Appalachia sort of voice.
Yeah, it's just strange.
And very casual. Mm-hmm. Here's a song called Cheesehead.
Okay.
Oh, gosh darn it, don't you know? I'm a cheesehead baby.
In a store, selling hardware, spending spare time, laughing out loud at the Bears,
cause we are the winners,
the rest are a joke,
throwing touchdown passes,
as defenses choke,
Channel 2 News, set a blowout at Lambeau,
always look good,
on Monday Night Football,
tickets sold out, past the year 2000,
Cheeseheads don't care,
we got a yellow jet to follow them,
the gold and the green, if you
know. Nice.
I think, yeah, it's a great takeoff. I think it was, who am I thinking of? Beck.
Beck, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Loser.
Yeah, Loser. We've got a few more here.
Okay.
We've played this, and Rocker brought this one in. It's Butch Vig and Go Pack Go.
Sure.
Let's listen to that briefly here. All right. there are some lyrics somewhere in there. Let's listen to this. This is one of the weirdest songs to come out about
this
the Packers.
This will be your last one.
Yeah, we got a pick.
No, it isn't. Is it really?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay, let's play the Pack Arena.
Okay.
Right. Jesus cheering at the Lambeau. This is the year we make it to the big show. Far passes, makes touchdowns, and we will do the Lambeau leap in Titletown. Move with us, chant with us, and you will be a Packer fan just like us.
Red and a Brooks and an Edgar and a Reggie Jackson and a Cooper and a Holmgren and a Jackie Jones and a Leroy and a Nixon and a Dorsey. Hey,
okay.
All right.
That's good.
That's it.
That's our little Packer.
You faded it out. It's longer than that, isn't it?
We're all out of time, John.
That's all we have. That's all we've got.
So don't we play music out?
We are playing music out.
We can't play the Pacarena out? All right.
Okay. I want to see you do the Pacarena dance.
Okay. Yeah, just never happening.
Tomorrow, Rocker will join us for the Max Inc. preview. We'll also have another pair of tickets to Late Night Catechism at the Overture Center. The sexy liberal lady is next, Stephanie Miller. That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Have a great day, John.
That's it for me.
All right.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Sam, take care. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Brittany Merlot will be here with all things weather and wine. Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company for all things sports. And then This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.